Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive, one inning at a time.
On July 16, 1853, the New York Clipper publishes what is believed to be the first tabulated box score of a baseball game. The Knickerbocker Baseball Club of New York defeated the Gotham Club 21-12 on July 5th. Shoeless Joe Jackson, the best major league player not in the Hall of Fame, was born on this day in 1887. Babe Ruth once said of Jackson, "I copied Jackson's style because I thought he was the greatest hitter I'd ever seen. He's the guy who made me a hitter." Jackson was implicated in the 1919 Black Sox scandal as one of the eight men who threw the World Series. During that series, Jackson led both teams in hits and batting average, did not commit a single error, and even threw a runner out at the plate. Jackson has the third highest career batting average in Major League Baseball history at .356. On July 6, 1897, at the age of 45, Chicago's Cap Anson becomes the first major leaguer to amass 3,000 hits when he singled off Baltimore's George Blackburn. As a matter of fact, it took years for the figure filberts of baseball to come to Anson's official stats. Anson played from 1876 to 1897, and his hit total changed over time, soaring as high as 3,509 and as low as 2,995, as researchers dissected box scores and refigured statistics. Finally, Total Baseball, the official encyclopedia of the game, listed his total hits at 3,081. On July 16, 1941, the streak reaches its zenith as Joe DiMaggio goes 3-for-4 to extend his hitting streak to a major league record 56 games, which stands to this day. During the streak, DiMaggio went 91-for-223, batting .409 while leading the Yankees to a World Series ring and collecting an MVP for himself. On July 16, 1970, the Pittsburgh Pirates played their first game in Three Rivers Stadium, the successor to Forbes Field. Doc Ellis threw the first pitch in the new stadium, and future Hall of Famer Willie Stargell ripped a home run for the Bucks, who lost the game to the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. Another Hall of Famer, Tony Perez, hits his first home run in the stadium's history. That was July 16th, this day in baseball.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.